Welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. Join me, Emily, your host. Every Tuesday and Friday, we talk about all things running a creative business. You can learn how to start a podcast. You can find out why we use Affinity Designer and so many more things that will help you in starting your very own creative brand. I try to keep this podcast as BS-free as possible. So if you want some real, honest talk about what it's like running a business and being an entrepreneur, you definitely will love this show. So let's get into today's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. It's me, Emily, your host, and I'm kind of excited to tell you, like, what's going on today. As you can see by the title, it's kind of weird, but I'm excited for it. But before we get into that, I would just like to say thank you to our sponsor, Mighty Patch, for honestly sponsoring this episode. I tried out their products and absolutely love them, so I cannot wait for you guys to try it out for yourself and just see how it goes. Okay, so let's talk TikTok. I started a TikTok account back in like last year at some point and didn't touch it until March when quarantine happened. And then I got addicted to it for a while, where I would literally spend all my free time scrolling through videos and doing things. And it was not great. It was not great at all, but I was doing it. And then I took it off for like a month. I had made some videos, but didn't do much with them. And then I just like took off and like didn't do anything for like a month or two. And then I came back to TikTok the beginning of June. And when I did that, I decided that I was gonna try using it for my business, because I know there are other brand designers that use it for their businesses and they're getting work from it and things like that. So I was like, okay, I wanna try. So for the last month, I've been making TikTok content. I haven't been making a ton just because, like, very busy schedule, lots of things going on. So, like, I don't have all the time in the world to do so. But I have been doing it, and it's been fun. Yeah, so that brings me to yesterday. So yesterday, I had this idea. I had seen some people do it on YouTube where they go and they redesign their followers' logos. So they're graphic designers and they're like, hey, send in your logos. I want to redesign some of them. And I love watching those videos. So I was like, I want to try it out. But YouTube and long form videos just aren't in the business plan right now. But TikTok and short form videos are. So I was like, okay, let's do this. So I put up a video yesterday asking, like, hey, calling all small business owners, if you want your logo redesigned on TikTok, then comment me. And I did that thinking I'd maybe get like 4 or 5 comments and I would be able to do them all. That's not what happened. I ended up going viral in the micro niche of small businesses on TikTok. Within the first hour, we had 2 views, which I was like, okay, whatever, I don't care. Like, 2 views is nothing. Then by like hour 3, we had 1,000 views. Then by hour 4, we had 2,000 views. And it just kept going up and up and up. And it felt like every time I opened the app, there was like 500 new views. And I was like, oh my God. So yeah, that happened. And I started panicking. Because originally it was just like, okay, I could do like 2 or 3 of them and that would be great. But then there were 300 comments and 300 likes, and it got a little scary. I got over 100 followers just from that video, which I was not expecting at all, and it definitely was not something I was, like, planning on. But it happened, and, like, I didn't know what going viral, especially in a micro niche like this, would do for you, but it's actually pretty good. That being said, I am completely overwhelmed with the amount of response the video has gotten and with the amount of response I have gotten. There's like far too many comments to do, but I'm going to try to do a couple here and there because I do like helping small businesses. So it's definitely something I look forward to working on. I already have 3 of them done because I was looking at them last night. I was like, okay, I have an idea for this one. I have an idea for this one. I have an idea for this one. I'm going to do it. And it was great doing that. So yeah, there's 3 completed, more to be done, hopefully. And I'm completely overwhelmed. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because you can actually use TikTok for your small business. I didn't think it was possible at first. I thought I was just like putting videos out to no one because I had 43 followers and I was like, okay, cool, fun. And like each video maybe got 300 views. So I was like, okay, yeah, it's just fun. It's just like a little hobby. And then this happens, like, wait, you can actually use this for your business. So I'm telling you this because I think that every creative business should try TikTok at least once. It's like YouTube or starting a podcast or writing a blog. It's a type of content that is so new that, like, it's people are still unsure if it'll work. And, like, there's a lot of debate about whether or not it would. But I literally just saw firsthand that it does. And, like, it's crazy to see that. And it's definitely not something I was expecting, but it's amazing. It's incredible. I literally am still getting views and views and views on the video. Like, every 10 minutes I go and I look and I have like 40 notifications of comments and follows and things like that. It's just, it's crazy, but it's growing my small business. It's putting my name out there. It's reaching new clients, ideal clients. I mean, the amount of them that'll work with me, I'm not sure, because of course my services cost a lot more than free, and it's out of some people's price range, but it's putting my name out there. So when they're ready to create an entire brand and move from just like a little shop or something like that into like a full brand with a podcast and things like that, then they know I know this brand and web designer that I can go to that will help me and that will help bring my vision to life. So yeah, that's how I went viral on TikTok accidentally. So, okay, guys, if you're going to use TikTok, let me know on Instagram and put up a question, and let me know if you use TikTok in your business, why or why not, and what type of videos you do and how it does for your business. This is really something that I'm interested in, and it's something I want to work more in on this summer because it's summer. So, yeah, I really, really, really want to know. Okay, that being said, I'm going to go to the rest of the ads for the episode, and then we're going to get into everything else. Today's sponsor is Hero Cosmetics. They sent over the Mighty Patch, which is a hydrocolloid acne patch. I actually had a monster pimple pop up on my chin last night. You know, it's the mask issue. So I stuck one of their original Mighty Patches on overnight, and in the morning, the pimple was totally flat. It was amazing. If you guys want to try the Mighty Patch for yourself, use code BOSSBABE15 for 15% off on HeroCosmetics.com. Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. Okay, guys, so like, I have a new ad for you. I know you're like, oh my god, a new ad, I can't wait. Okay, so let me be honest and tell you, this is not like a sponsorship. This is just me absolutely loving this company and having a referral code to give you guys like money off so you can experience this and work with this amazing company and get their products and just support them because they're super amazing, especially right now. So this week I want to tell you guys about Imperfect Foods. Imperfect Foods is honestly an amazing grocery delivery system that delivers you the foods that grocery stores deem imperfect, whether there's too much that couldn't be sold in stores or it doesn't look right so it wouldn't be sold anyways, or if there's an abundance, whatever it is, this place takes that produce or that food and instead of wasting it and letting it just like rot, they sell it at a discounted price and offer free delivery to your place. And like, it's super, super, super amazing. I have used it for almost a month now. I've gotten two deliveries from them because I have it bi-weekly, and I am just obsessed. This place is so amazing. You can get amazing fresh produce. It lasts for a long time that you can use for cooking and like just snacking on, eating if you're that kind of person where you just eat fresh veggies or whatever, you can do that. They have vegetables, fruit. They even have like fish, salmon, chicken, beef, sausages, milk. I got oat milk from them and I am obsessed. obsessed. Everything is an amazing, amazing price. It's so much cheaper than grocery stores. And with the pandemic going on and everything going on, you guys can actually get it delivered straight to your door. And it's just, it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So if you guys want to check it out, head to the link in the description. It'll be linked down there with all of my info, with my code and everything. You guys can get $10 off your order, which is huge. I usually only spend about $20 on my purchase. So like $10 off of that, pretty damn good, right? So if you guys want it, definitely go sign up. All the information will be in the description of this episode. And again, Imperfect Foods, if you guys want to support an amazing, amazing company, they are truly really amazing. You want to not leave your house and still get amazing fresh produce and things to eat with, groceries, that kind of thing. Check them out. So again, if you guys want Imperfect Foods and get $10 off your order, check out the information in the description of this episode. Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code Canyon Moon Creative Co. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There are so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com/resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there. You can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track. This week's small creator shout out goes to Barbiana of Leashy Studio on Instagram. I discovered her through my friend Alyssa, and I absolutely love her content and what she's doing on Instagram and for her business. She's a brand and web designer, so you know I have a soft spot for brand and web designers. And all of her content is just super, super incredible, super beautiful. Absolutely love it. She's very intuitive, very smart, inspiring, and I love it. So if you guys want to check her out, you can head to leashy.studio on Instagram. I will link it in the description of this episode, but you can head there, you can follow her, you can see all of her incredible content, you can sign up for her email list, and use all of her amazing, amazing resources. So once again, this week's small creator shout out goes to Barbiana of Leashy Studio. So this week's song of the week is one that I found from TikTok. I felt it was only fitting because that's what this episode's topic is all about. But yes, this week's song of the week is Moral of the Story by Ash featuring Niall Horan. Y'all know my love for One Direction, and this just made me so freaking happy hearing him sing this, because like, of course you always hear it on TikTok, and then having him as a part of it now, I'm just like, oh my goodness gracious, you have one happy girl here. So yes, I'm super excited about it. I super love it. It's the first song on my summer playlist because I'm just like, yes. So if you guys want to listen to this song as well as all of the other songs ever mentioned on the Creative Boss Babe podcast, you can do so by heading to Spotify and looking up the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist. It's also linked in the description of the episode, and you can go there and listen to it and enjoy it and all of the other songs. Once again, this week's song of the week is Moral of the Story by Ash featuring Niall Horan. So it's a super short episode, and that's 100% completely okay. I didn't know what to tell you guys about TikTok. It's still something I'm discovering and something I will talk more about on Friday once we see how this goes over, how everything dies down. And yeah, so I'm viral on TikTok, and we're gonna see what happened. That being said, I cannot wait for you guys to see all the content we're coming out with. We have the amazing Brand Babe Summit that's coming out very, very soon. You can sign up right now at the link in the description of this episode. You can also join the Amelie Society if you guys want amazing content templates for affinity designer that you can use for yourself or your clients, that are social media templates and opt-in templates, brand identity templates, so many things. You can sign up for that and save 25% with the code SMALLSUMMER until July 10th. So you could also do that at the link in the description of this episode. there's so much going on that I'm just so excited for y'all, and I cannot wait to share it all with you in Friday's episode. So yes, that being said, I will be back next week. I will be back Friday. It's not next week, it's Friday. With a whole new episode. Bye!